Our mission here on the Sports Free Agent Podcast is to connect people with their first or next opportunity within the sports industry. We challenge the normal. Think of this as the new resume, a podcast episode which provides insight into individuals on their values, their experiences, and insight into who they really are. We challenge the normal way of doing a job search and hiring process. We're building a database to showcase your next future star employee on our website at www.sportsasajob.com. We flip the roles, so no longer do people get lost in the search, but they get found. Welcome to the Sports Free Agent Podcast. Welcome to another episode of Sports Free Agent. We have another guest for all of you listeners today, so please introduce yourself to everybody listening.
Hi, my name is Alana Meraz. I am a Arizona native and I'm 23 years old.
Welcome to the Sports Free Agent, Alana. If you could just tell everybody what it is you currently are doing and if you're currently going to school and what are you studying, if so?
I am currently pursuing my master's in sports management and law skills with a school named ISDE. It's located in Barcelona, Spain, and I am a social media intern for the podcast Sports as a Job.
Well, tell me about that study abroad, because that's very interesting. I don't think you see many people do that. So, I mean, what was your experience and how did you end up doing that kind of thing?
So I went to Barcelona when I was a sophomore at ASU, and I really fell in love with the culture and the people, and I knew that that was something I wanted to go back to. So when I was applying for grad schools, I looked up sports management programs in Barcelona, and I came across the one at ISDE, and I applied, and I got in. So that was really awesome for me to be able to experience different culture and in a completely different country. I'd never lived outside of Arizona, so that was a really awesome experience for me. I was also the only girl in my master's program, so it was me and 25 other boys. So that was really interesting experience just to, be surrounded. I've always been like a girl's girl, so to be surrounded by boys like on a daily basis, they're some of like my best friends now. It was really awesome. My teachers were like ever changing. So it was a lot of soccer based classes as well as law classes that I hadn't really been exposed to. Like now I understand contracts a lot more than I did before I started, which is really awesome. Like I definitely feel like I learned a lot. And since the European sports culture is so much, it's so different than the one in the US, it was really awesome to learn like how Europe's views the US and vice versa, and just kind of to get those both different kinds of sports industry worlds.
Yeah, and I think I've heard a lot of people talk about studying abroad, and that's interesting because you went through being the only girl there, you went to going all the way through Spain, so you were all in these different situations. So how did that transform you as a person? Because I have to imagine that was something that really helped you change in a good way.
It definitely helped me. It definitely helped me a lot. I think it's easier for me to adapt now, which is something that was really big for me. I am an only child. I've always been like, I've always had my parents around. So definitely like to go to a whole different country and just experience all these different things all at once. I think now being back in the States and looking for that job, it's made me more willing to basically do anything, which I think is something that's really important to have in the sports industry. I can say I'm a lot more adaptable. I'm more personable. Being around all those guys, it definitely taught me how to be one of the guys. And that was actually kind of cool just to be able to experience that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an unfortunate situation that there aren't that many women in the sports industry. So understanding how to really be adaptable, but also interacting with a bunch of different people is super, super important. Well, how did you, how did you choose this path? How did you choose sports as your career?
I chose sports as my career. I was playing for my undergrad, and I chose sports journalism at ASU. And I think I had like 2 months left of high school, and I was like, just kidding, maybe I want to do sports business instead. So I switched over to WP Carey, and that's kind of where I got my whole start. I really love sports ever since I was a kid. I remember watching the Mexico's soccer team with my grandpa, like since I've been like 5 years old. Like, I remember waking up super early. I have all the jerseys, and I definitely cite that as the reason why I do love sports, like relating it back to my family and just my culture and just everything like that. And when it was time to pick where to study, it was kind of like, okay, like business, you can use it everywhere. And like, let's like sports, something I'm really interested in. I had done track and field in high school. I loved football, and it was something that I was really getting into, just like more and more, like it was, my sports knowledge was becoming more diverse, which was really cool for me. So yeah. And then when I got to college, I started working for Phoenix Rising, the USL team in Phoenix. It was my very first internship ever. And I was the community relations intern, but since it was their first year, since revamping from, I believe, their club Arizona to now Phoenix Rising, it was a lot of like different things that I had to do. And I learned a lot about game operations through that, because I would be there for every game day. And once I was done talking to the fans and handing out things that for the community, then it was like, okay, let's help with game operations. So through that internship, I learned that I really loved doing game operations, and I really loved being on the field and just interacting with fans, and the fast pace and how everything was ever changing was something that really interested me. So then I did game operations for the Diamondbacks, and that was really awesome. And I also was a game operations intern for Sun Devil Athletics. So that was really cool to just do a whole variety of different kinds of sports, which was really awesome for me.
Yeah, so you were able to get a variety of different experiences throughout your life. And I think that's just, I mean, that's not going to stop now. I mean, throughout your life. But let's look at Alana 10 years from now. What is it that you will be doing 10 years from now? And who is Alana as a person 10 years from now?
My 10 years from now, I would want to be a special event coordinator at a team, preferably a baseball team, because that is just where my passion lies, or a soccer team. Pretty much open to anything, but that's something that I've always, like, that's just always been my end goal. When we were in grad school and all the teachers would come in and they would ask us what, like, our dream job was, I had so many people that said, I want to be the owner of a soccer team. I want to work in a legal department of a soccer team. And coming from the States, I would always be like, I want to be the special event coordinator at MLB. So that's like my like end goal, and just how I'm going to get there is, we'll see how I get there. But yeah, so that's definitely just where I want to be. I want to be the special event coordinator. I really love, you know, interacting with fans, interacting with people. I love being at the stadium during game days. It's just like a whole other level. Yeah, it's just like, it's just a completely different atmosphere, and it's definitely my favorite place to be, which is why when I worked for the Diamondbacks, I was there probably like 65 out of the 82 games, if not more. And it was every single day. It was like every single day was something different, and I never got tired of going. So it was really awesome for me just to always be there.
I mean, just from this conversation, you can tell that you have passion for sports. You have passion for baseball. And a lot of this comes from when watching games with your grandpa when you were young. But let's talk about more of you as a person. I mean, what's important to you as a person? Like, what are your three values, or what are three things that you value a lot?
This is hard. I would say that I value support. That's been a really big thing for me. Like I said, I was an only child, so a lot of my friends are my support system, as well as my family. So I definitely think that support is something that is really vital to life in general in any situation. So that's something I definitely like to portray to my friends and to my family, and I would hope that is reciprocated to me. My other ones would be, ooh, this is so hard. I would say I value compassion and determination. Kind of going with like the support, but I think determination and compassion are something that's really important to have. Determination, I would say, like, for anyone that wants to work in sports, you have to have determination, because you just have to keep on going. Like, you basically never stop, because you just, like, wherever you want to end up, you just have to keep on learning and keep getting those connections. And you just, like, every single day, you have to be determined to, like, reach out to people, meet new people, keep learning like a million different things just to like keep, just to be a really good candidate for where you want to end up. And I would say compassion is really important because, like I said, like a lot of what sports is about the fans. And I think like that's really important to have, and to have compassion for people and to want to talk to people and, you know, just to be caring about how that fan's experience is or how you can help them. The amount of times I was stopped to ask like where you could find like the like really basic things at Chase Field, I'd always be like, oh, it's like right over there, or it's right over there. And like, you know, if I saw someone that was lost or like looked like they needed help, if I had like a minute to help them, I would, because that's just what it's all about. It's about putting out that really good image for your team, for your organization, for yourself, you know, to be willing to help those people. And if you can't help them personally, then to find someone that can help them. To just make their overall experience better, and just to have a really positive outcome of their experience at whatever game or event that they're at.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, I can agree with that. I mean, sports are for the people, sports are for the fans, and really your experiences throughout what you've been telling me, and I'm sure is on your resume, it speaks to those three things that you mentioned. So where can people find you or contact you that are listening, Alana, like on the social media platforms or anything like that?
So my Instagram is Alana_Meraz. My Twitter is Lonnie Meraz. I made it when I was in high school and it was just my high school nickname. So that's kind of where, but my overall title name is Alana Meraz. So you can find me in that too. And my LinkedIn is Alana Meraz. So really easy. Alana, last name Meraz. It's really easy to find. I think I'm the only one with that name. So that's where you can find me.
Definitely. I don't know anybody else with that name. So for sure, you probably are the only person. But everybody who's listening, if you're a hiring manager or if you want to just network with her, there's her contact information. And for all of you out there who's a hiring manager or with an organization looking for your next future star, or if you are a sports free agent looking for your first or next opportunity, please check out our sports free agent database at www.sportsasajob.com. And like we always say, we don't want you to get lost in the search, but we want you to get found.